Elizabeth Alexander has the genius line, "Many things are true at once," which is something that I think good poems are capable of rendering. I'm so interested in what is emotionally true versus the idea and violence of factual truth. There's so much left out of the historical record, so many materials excluded from our personal and collective archives, and I believe that if we could hold this knowledge that so much is true simultaneously, if we could honor the ways that we are deeply entangled with one another, we might learn to better care for each other and our shared world. Poems help us remember that we can't have too many stories and that we need all of the stories, all of the many true things.
Janann Alexandra is a Lebanese-American poet and MFA candidate at Indiana University. She has received fellowships from the Martha's Vineyard Institute for Creative Writing, the Provincetown Fine Arts Work Center, and the Bucknell Seminar for Younger Poets. You can find her work in Plowshares, The Rumpus, Mizna, and elsewhere. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Janann, what poems have you brought for us today?
This is a poem in seven parts. It's called Return. 1. We are whirling through Beirut, the city I visit most often in my sleep. I take this to mean I am making my best effort to dream in Arabic, where the air is rich in orange flowers and rhyme, and we draw back our lips to speak. 2. In the so-called city that never sleeps, I tightrope along the edge of cobblestones bathed in light and last week's trash. I dream by nose, the heavy stench of garbage rotting into the sweet, fresh kak, golden purses who ride the air like wooden boats. In my ear, a moped twists and guzzles the pitted road, spitting gravel under the too slow heel of somebody's foot. 3. Somebody's foot grazes mine, and I find a boy there, gazing in at me through the small eye hole of my sleep. I have forgotten his name until my mother reminds me. It's Hanny, there in a teal t-shirt, black irises flowering from his eyes. One summer afternoon with Hanny, we swam and played, licking ice pops, sticky-lipped on the stone apartment steps, our knees slapping open to greet the turquoise sea. We floated weightless, our bodies fanning starfish. Later that day, I received my first lecture on the dangers of touch and electricity in Beirut, prompted by my smiling disobedience. I swung open the refrigerator door to a sudden shock of light, jolting my arm from inside, a blade zigzagging hot through my bones. 4. When asked about his time in Beirut, Mahmoud Darwish said, "Poetry requires a stable temperature, around 20 degrees Celsius. Ice and very hot weather kill poetry, and Beirut was boiling. Boiling with feelings and visions, Beirut was a land of perplexity." 5. Dear land of perplexity, I think I understand what the poet means. Everyone always clicks their teeth soberly and says, "The situation is very bad." And in the same breath, a phoenix flashes its firebird wings, lifting once more. Very bad or not, loving to love to live. 6. Dear secret stairways painted brightly, sing song greetings I know and do not know. Dear orange juice held in squat paper pouches, sleeves of Nescafe. Dear mushroom shop, candy stall, your lengths and ribbons of sweets unrolling like the tongue's lottery tickets, dotted with pink and blue treats. I sling my arm around your balconies at night, catch myself falling through the house with windows blown out, face agape. 7. As the story goes, we once lived in a beige house, two parents, two sisters, one black cat, two turtles who left and never came back.
You've been listening to Poems by Janann Alexandra on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.